Hi, Gloria Leibecker here with Healing You. I'm out and about, and yet I've had something laying on my heart that I've been wanting to get to share with you. The other day was just like any other day, and except I was getting ready, going to have some company over, and so I asked my son, I said, hey, would you help clean the house today? And he looks at me and he goes, maybe. Well, in that moment, I just felt worried. And I felt also some distress. Really liking it when there's a sense of ease and connection and reciprocal relationships. But I had something else going on underneath that. So I withdrew. I noticed that what I did was I withdrew from the conversation instead of staying engaged. And so I took time with that later, and I noticed what the sensations were that I was feeling, and I noticed the distress and the worry, and I took time to come to my heart and just to be with that inner experience, to step outside of the judgments that I was having about myself or about my son. And what I uncovered was this belief of I'm not wanted. And so as that came up, it was a bit of a surprise. And I also then took the time to link that in to what would the quantum energy be that could support me to stay present, to stay engaged in conversation. And what arose for me was compassionate understanding, being able to be really transparently authentic with compassionate understanding for both myself and my son. So I was able to get into some gratitude. I was grateful for this opportunity to notice this little trigger, to notice this moment where I withdrew from relationship with my son. And I was able to catch that and be in relationship with myself and recognize when it gets uncomfortable like that, it's an opportunity for some growth and healing, for integration. Well, I wasn't quite expecting the journey I ended up going on, and that's one of the things that I think is so amazing. When we have these seemingly small moments of irritation, when we take the time to stay in relationship with ourselves, we can actually unpack something that we didn't realize was just waiting for that moment to be seen and heard. And so, in the triggering moment, what I experienced was a memory of a pattern that I had. When I thought about what was it like for my body to have this worry and this distress and to feel like I'm not wanted. So what I recognized was when I went into my heart to see what is the pattern, what is this really all about? And a memory of when I was 14 came up, and I had been set up by someone else to go out and meet this guy that I had a crush on a motorcycle, go for a motorcycle ride. Well, that event really drastically impacted the rest of my life, and I was really innocently unaware of it. But I went on a motorcycle ride, and then I also was taken complete advantage of. And when I came back home, straggling in, I felt really unclean. And I was devastated because this isn't the way that my life was meant to go. I didn't understand how this could have even happened. But so it was like this moment of coming home and needing help to clean up, and nobody was there for me. Nobody checked in with me. Nobody asked me what happened. Instead, I was actually made wrong and told that I was someone that I wasn't. And that was just confusing as all get out. believing that I was worthless and that I didn't matter and that I didn't belong anymore. I didn't have a place that I belonged. And that nobody likes me. So I really did get the message that I'm not wanted. I didn't see that coming. And so the need that 14-year-old self had was to see and be seen with compassionate understanding. Because I needed someone bigger than me, to see my heart, and to help me come back into my own wholeness of who I am. So I took time to be with that energy and to recognize that transparent authenticity, to be able to name the truth of who I truly am, and to know that I'm safe, is so important. And so, taking the time to unpack that worry and that distress, it was like there's this part of me that was seen in a new way and recognized that I do matter. So I went back in time to my to the morning of asking my son to help me, and I rewrote it. And I'm like, hey, would you be willing to help me clean up the house? And when he says, maybe, this time I respond with a smile. And I say, thank you. I appreciate any help that you are able to give me today. And then I pause and I take time for my inner child. And I recognize just how this moment was really for me today. Because that tender part of my inner world that felt unclean was able to be welcomed home and to have a sense of safety and security around her. And she's been reclaimed, restored, and integrated within my being and my spirit. And now, you know what? I'm going to clean my house. In a whole new way. Every time I clean my house, I will have this experience of awareness and gratitude and accompaniment. Because we all need that. We all need to have the welcoming of warmth and the accompaniment of compassion. So if there's ever a time that you feel these little fleeting moments of worry or distress or annoyance or irritation, I invite you to slow down and practice connecting with your heart. Take time to be in relationship with yourself. You might be surprised by who you get to restore and who you get to welcome home on your pathway of healing. Thanks for being on the journey with me today. Healing you.